Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for November 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
It was only a few years ago that up-to-date, enhanced 911 wireless telephone service for emergency response arrived in this neighborhood. Formerly, emergency calls went to a local dispatch center, which summoned responders who, you hoped, knew where you were and how to get there. The new service is more efficient. It relies not only on responders knowing their beat, but also on precise, minutely detailed maps locating every dwelling in town. Those maps revealed the unappreciated magnitude and complexity of the local road system, unappreciated by me, anyhow. I was surprised to learn what a wealth of ways we have for such a small place. We have high roads, low roads, back roads, way back roads, highways, byways, lanes. Until the advent of E911 service, many of our roads had been nameless and unknown to all but those who lived on them. Giving names is a mysterious and powerful act. Almost, to name a thing is to call it into being. Certainly in this town, there seemed to be an awful lot more roads than there used to be. Upper Eager Road, Sears Road, who knew of them before E911? Like Adam in the Garden of Eden, we set out to assign names to our surroundings, and like Adam, we got a little more than we bargained for.
Thank you, Castle. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.